I am so pleased to be with you this morning to talk about the UUA's goal of creating beloved community within our denomination. It is a subject near and dear to my heart and the major focus of my ministry right now. In an effort to center the voices of the report that I'll be sharing with you, most of the words, thoughts, and ideas are taken directly from it. During the service of the Living Tradition at 2018's UUA General Assembly, the Reverend Dr. Sophia Betancourt offered these words: "We are on a journey toward redemption. We have lived a year filled with lamentation, with the strength of generations, the failures of every day, and the deep down gritty messiness that is the promise of our salvation. There is inherent goodness that exists between and among us. I want to honor the weary, ragged miracle that is our living tradition." The messy year that Reverend Betancourt was referring to was 2017. Following a racially biased hiring issue, three high-profile leaders resigned, including UUA President Peter Morales. At the 2017 New Orleans General Assembly, the UU Board of Trustees announced and chartered the Commission on Institutional Change. Some of you might be aware of this. Its charge was to conduct an audit of the power structures and analyze systemic racism and white supremacy culture within the UUA. According to the Commission's report titled "Widening the Circle of Concern," it was committed to, number one, ground its work in theological reflection and seek the articulation of a liberating Unitarian Universalism that is anti-oppressive, multicultural, and accountable to the richness of our diverse heritage. Number two, oversee an audit of racism within UUA practices and policies and set priorities and make recommendations for anti-oppression strategies. Those would include hiring, personnel practices, and governance structures. These will advance our progress toward beloved community while holding the association accountable. Number three, collect stories of those who have become targets of harm or aggression because of racism within existing UUA culture and identify the aspects of that culture that must be dismantled to transform us into a faith for our times. Examine and document critical events and practices at all levels of the association, congregations, and related ministries as special areas for redress and restorative justice. Illuminate the expectations placed on religious professionals who are Black, Indigenous, and people of color in the transformation of our faith. Finally, to identify promising practices for recruitment, retention, and formation of religious leadership that spans the spectrum of race, class, and age, and reflects an inclusive ecclesiology, which means way of being in religious community. So there were principles set by the Commission to guide their work. We need our practice of Unitarian Universalism and our fellow Unitarian Universalists to call us into living the fullness of the theology we inherit and proclaim. Transformation is needed at all levels of our association to abandon dysfunctional cultural expressions of our theology and our polity. The covenants that bind us together, both within our own faith and to our partners in the world, are frayed and broken by the domination of white supremacy culture among us. To keep Unitarian Universalism alive, we must center the voices that have been silenced or drowned out and dismantle elitist and exclusionary white privilege, which inhibits connection and creativity. In this effort, we should be guided by the promising spots of creativity and learning where new multicultural and multigenerational expressions of our faith are found. The commission finishes with these words. Just as we can understand that the current paradigm of white dominance centers white identity and the comfort of white identified people, we can also understand that a more just and effective system would center the comfort, safety, growth, agency, and capacity for self-realization of those who are currently most oppressed, which would have a benefit for all. So the report stresses the importance of collective communal religious exploration, and they made four recommendations for committing to and carrying out this work. Number one, re-engaging with our theological legacy and its use today will both ground our efforts and welcome all who are drawn to our faith and provide resources for resilience for Unitarian Universalists in these difficult times. So the idea that you can believe anything you want and be a UU is not valid. We have a theological container with which one can hold a wide range of beliefs about God, about how to practice one's faith, and about how to live. Because we live at the intersection of multiple traditions, defining this container is essential. Because much of the preserved theological work is from white theologians and scholars, we also need to re-engage that work through contemporary lenses. Number two, reinterpretation of our theological legacies in these times should be liberatory and articulate our commitment to affirming and welcome those who have been marginalized in our larger society and within our communities and organizations. Number three, acknowledgement of anti-oppression work as a theological mandate is essential. We need to resurrect, research, document, and teach the words of Black people, Indigenous people, people of color, LGBTQ individuals, women, and others who have been largely lost, though their presence has been with us throughout history. These constitute a valuable tool for our times. And we call on individual white UUs to engage in deep spiritual discernment, including engagement with our need to examine the dominant white-centered culture of our congregations. And finally, education about the covenantal nature of our faith will allow communities to support and nurture one another as the overall U.S. climate becomes more hostile to and disinterested in a life of faith. So the final takeaways from the Commission's recommendations on theological work we need to engage in to dismantle white supremacy culture within the Unitarian Universalist Association and in our congregations. Our faith traditions as Unitarians and Universalists require us to address equity, inclusion, and diversity issues. Our Universalist heritage calls us to establish the kingdom of God in this life, and that a loving God would not condemn a portion of humanity to eternal damnation. That mandate calls upon us to address issues of equity, inclusion, and diversity. Our Unitarian tradition calls on us to discern truth based on facts, reasoning, and investigation. Our religious ancestors believe not only in the ability of each of us to discover our own truth, but also in the ability to find real truth in the context of our lives. The original Humanist Manifesto also supports this inquiry. And I'm reading now from the manifesto. Humanism recognizes that man's religious culture and civilization, as clearly depicted by anthropology and history, are the product of a gradual development due to his interaction with his natural environment and his social heritage. The individual born into a particular culture is largely molded by that culture. The manifesto goes on to stress that we assert that humanism will affirm life rather than deny it. Seek to elicit the possibilities of life, not flee from them. And endeavor to establish the conditions of a satisfactory life for all, not merely for the few. By this positive morale and intention, humanism will be guided, and from this perspective and alignment, the techniques and efforts of humanism will flow. Another takeaway: faith and covenant are not dirty words. If freedom and individualism are our most important values, and let me read that again. If freedom and individualism are our most important values, we have little to offer in these times. These times require a liberatory faith that invites us each into the spiritual work of empathy and healing. Justice making is not a substitute for a coherent theology, and faithful justice making requires a liberatory theology. An articulation, of what is commonly believed among us need not result in a creedal test for membership or involvement in our communities. Another takeaway: too many Unitarian Universalists do not know what saving and liberatory truths can be found within our faith tradition. We need to put greater emphasis on what it means to be bound to one another in an interdependent web and in keeping with our covenantal tradition. Finally, a greater emphasis on the theological basis for our work for diversity, equity, and inclusion will help us make decisions about the forms of this work most appropriate for our individual and shared faith lives. This is heavy information, I know, and it's a lot to think about. So after the service today, I'll hang out in the parish house for a few minutes following the service to answer questions you might have. That I'm no expert on this, but to the best of my ability, and to begin a dialogue, or help you begin a dialogue within your congregation. We are called to do this work. Blessed be, and namaste.